Looks like it's starting up, and we're ready. And good afternoon, TNT, Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, Fantabulous Friday, April the 13th Friday. Where's Jason? Yours truly, RayRen98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT. How you guys doing? Did you say, where's Jason? What did you say?
Yeah, where's Jason? You know, Friday the 13th? Remember the horror movies
oh,
with Jason?
All right. Where's Jason then? All right. What's going on? Anything good?
Well, you know, we've had a rash of bank stories that were coming in from members. And so some of them, of course, not wanting to be harassed, sent them to me. So I put a thread in to let people just post bank stories and nothing but bank stories. And so we've had quite a few of those that have come in the last 2 days, three or four that I've posted, and some other members have also posted some bank stories, and most of them with the banking community saying 10 days, April the 22nd, and I think the latest one that I just received this morning, they said the 29th, look for some really big thing to happen with the currencies. So we got the banking community dead heat on this, looking towards any time between now and the end of this month.
So where is the banking community getting this information from? I mean, where are these people? Branch managers, wealth managers, tellers, sister, brother, uncle?
A combination. Yeah, these are members that are either went right in the bank and directly spoke with a branch manager, or some of the stories reference a branch manager, and either it was first hand or second hand information that their a friend told them what they experienced. So that's the combination that has come in from the bank stories. But they're all from people visiting banks.
Okay. So we're going through those, or that's it?
Well, let's see. We could touch on those if we wanted to, or I just gave the 5 second version of the combination of them. Well, let me just share this morning's one, because this one's a little interesting. It says, my husband is on the phone with a friend that went to such and such bank here in New York to buy dong. The manager there stated that they do not handle the currency at that specific branch, but that it could be purchased at several of their other branches. Then the manager told her that something really big was going to happen on the 29th of April regarding the currencies. The bank manager told her he could not tell her any more than that, but it was really big. And that was this morning's one that came over to me. And so I don't know if they were actually on the telephone this morning talking to the friend who went to the bank, or if it was yesterday activity just reported this morning. But the bank stories all sound good for this month from what the banking community is, even though we have a lot of our best intel sources being quiet and not saying anything. But we have members now that are just getting stuff out of the banking community themselves.
All right, which is something we want to talk about along the way. All right.
Okay. All right.
What else are we going to start with? Update?
That's it for right now.
All right. Okay.
We didn't have any updates
right,
to post yesterday.
All right. Let's get into this thing then. So shoot me my text so I know what I'm doing. And then,
okay.
All right. So... Man, I was thinking we could do some Q&A and talk about this and then ask the right questions, but I'm going to go through this. Because we got to look at what's going on here and in Iraq. I got some good news for you, which Ray mostly just told you, and I got some bad news for you, which I'm going to tell you about because that's what we do. We tell you both sides of the story, good, bad, and indifferent, because that's what we're here for. Tell you what's going on, then try and figure it out. So, while earlier in the week, I did, in fact, tell you that banks were being threatened with legal action at bank personnel if they gave out any information. We can see. Now, these are the people who are actually in the process. By that, I mean people at the exchange locations, people at the call centers, and even some wealth managers who are actually involved in the process, attending meetings, things like that. We're told that stop talking, don't put out any more news, and threatened with legal action if they did. So some of them have actually took that to heart and are scared and concerned because they've probably never been through a legal action, so they don't know what it takes. And there are others who have decided that they're more concerned with helping the people than they are with helping the bank or finance, even though they work there, simply because they know it's real, they know what their training has provided them, and they know when it's all said and done, they're going to walk away from the bank anyway, because there's people just going to walk away. That's just how it is. If I had millions of dollars, why would I do a $15 an hour job? Doesn't make sense. And they're not going to do that either. So with that, Ray gave you the story this morning. We already know that there was a wealth manager or a bank contact that told people by the end of the month this was going to happen. We already know, again, that they had training. I think it was like a week ago, 2 weeks ago. They brought Sunday, 2 weeks ago, they brought the exchange people in for training again. They stayed around till around 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, then they all went home. So we know that people have told us about branch managers, and we actually, and I have some right here locally, who attended the training for 4 days last week because they went home on Friday, who have been telling people, just hold on, just be patient, getting ready to happen. I mean, we're all set. I got a call from a guy this morning, and he told me his niece was trained, everything else, and she's sitting there twiddling her thumbs because now she doesn't know what to do because it's all sitting there waiting. So we're constantly hearing that on our side, on the banking side, on the let's get ready, be ready so we can go side. And we knew back then at the first part of this month or last month that they had the rates, coded rates that people could see on the screens, which had an effective date for this to happen, even though we didn't know it and we don't know how to read the code. But the higher up says that's what that was. So we can choose to pay attention to that. Or we could choose to pay attention to the Iraqi people themselves, who before we said, hey, look, they're not protesting, they're not doing anything. They know something we don't know. So today I got a phone call. We got a call from Iraq, and he says they're upset. They're highly upset. People are pissed off. And they are, in fact, there's a news article out on the 18th going to have sit-ins and going to have riots in the street because they're complaining about to the finance minister that the promises of Biden made them, the things he said was going to happen, have not happened. I want you to pay particular attention to that. the things that he said was going to happen have not happened in the finance reform. So that's part two. Part three is this. There's a brand new article out from Iraq Today. You can go out there and look at it. And all it talks about is how the CBI has met all its requirements and responsibilities, how the CBI is a big force in the monetary reform in Iraq, how the CBI has accomplished what they set out to do in spite of what's going on in Iraq, in spite of the political upheaval. They have accomplished their goal. Now, it still says they would like to see everything on the political side accomplished. They would like to see it in spite of that. But they've done what they're supposed to do. Simply saying, I did my job, now you do yours. And they didn't. If I would have thought about it, I would have had that article up already. So I could tell you guys. But here's the bad part. Well, let me see this. It says these successes appeared in monetary stability, recovery of the Iraqi dinar, and its appreciation against the dollar exchange rate. Now, due to Iraq's unstable political, economic, and security conditions, in spite of all of that, the CBI got done what they should have been done. So when the CBI says, hey, we want to wait for stable conditions, they're talking about political, economic, and security conditions. And I tell you guys, and I'll say it again and again and again, that's somebody's interpretation. But Iraq is never going to be that. Yeah, Iran's not that. I mean, they weren't that before. They're not going to see all three of those immediately or without a whole lot of changes, and it's going to get worse. Now, so again, if that's what you're waiting for, we could be waiting forever. If that's actually what they're waiting for. I know that's what they say. That's what CBI put out a statement. But today, they're saying we've done everything. We exceeded the red line, is what it says. Exceeded the red line. Our goal was to get to 1,200 dinar. We're there. We showed everybody we could get there. We could stay there. We are reducing the dollar in the country. We're doing everything that we said we needed to do in order to reevaluate our currency. Except now, we got to wait for some other people to do what they're supposed to do. Which has never been, well, I'm not going to say it's never been a concern. But all of our approach to this is the CBI getting everything done that they're supposed to do to RV this currency. And if they had did it earlier in the year or last year, don't we have the same conditions? I mean, isn't the country the same leadership, same things going on as it was back then when they kept saying they were going to do it, they're going to do it? Because now they're saying none of that has changed. Well, we know since ISIS left, a whole lot of it has changed. There's a whole lot more opportunity there. There's still some terrorist cells. There's still some suicide bombers, which I think there will be for years from now, because it's not political. That part is more religious and thinking than anything else. So that's not just going to change overnight. Now, we'll change for a lot of people. Once they got money, go out and spending, as far as being as aggressive, I think, because they have other things to think about and change will occur. But anyway, so you heard all that confusing stuff. So my guy from Iraq calls and says people are upset. They're lying to the people. They continue to steal money, and people now starting to say it. We want what you promised us. That doesn't, remember I told you guys a couple weeks ago, if a body doesn't do this, he's definitely not going to get reelected. because that's the only name coming up. We want what Abadi promised us, that he promised us he's going to do this. He promised us this was going to happen. Well, when you promise people things and it comes time to reelect you and those things didn't happen, they're going to give somebody else a chance to make them happen. Now, if I know that and you know that, don't you think he should know that? So my guy is actually well up there, and he has people right in the thick of this thing, without me saying exactly where, right in the middle. And they're now feeling like if he doesn't do this, if this doesn't get done before the election, they're feeling like Maliki has a good shot of being reelected simply because he didn't do this. They feel like he may have, and once that happens, and I'm being honest with you guys, I'll tell you, because just what we talked about 2 weeks ago, a week ago, or all the reasons that I've said he needs to do this, they seriously feel if he's reelected, this thing is months away. I mean, if a body's not reelected, and whoever is reelected, Maliki or anyone else, this thing is months away, because then it's not going to happen until after they put their new government in. Didn't I say that on the last call? And we don't know if Abadi's going to walk away in June, July, or November, December, if he does what Maliki did when he lost power, and they fight over it. And, you know, they have 250 factions over there, or political parties as they get together. They got 16 people running for office. And once everybody gets their votes together, they still have time afterwards to give me your votes, give me your votes, and team up. And, you know, it's an entire different system than ours. So we don't know what's going to happen. But if they're saying they're waiting for stability, and this isn't stable right here today, I said the closer it gets to the election, the less stable it gets. And after the election, it's even worse unless Abadi clearly is the winner. So that's what they're looking at. That's what the citizens are now afraid of. And they're going to start protesting over it right now because that's how they feel. Now, the CBI is putting out, again, articles today where we've done what we need to do. We're ready. Monetary policy is completed, just hasn't been implemented. But what we needed to do has been completed. So I'm reading that. It says, more than a month ago, the seeds of reform and monetary policy began to bear fruit, and the cash market began to feel the results of the sound monetary policy applications adopted by the bank 2 years ago. The successes appeared in monetary stability, recovery of the Iraqi dinar, and its appreciation against the dollar exchange rate. Even though we've gone through Iraq's unstable political, economic, and security conditions. Isn't that something? Surprisingly, however, the appreciation of Iraqi dinar continued despite electoral rivalries. I'm just reading this, you guys. U.S. threats to Syria and a turbulent regional situation. And they're saying we're still accomplishing what we needed to do with the money. So for 10 years, and this process has been going on for 10 years, they're finally saying we can do this at any moment. Our banking system over here is saying we're ready, we're going, and we think it's going to happen before the end of the month, and we're ready to go. Their citizens are feeling rejected, dejected, that you told us in the coming days, you told us in a few days, you told us this was going to happen, and it hasn't happened. And they're concerned about the election process because they know what happens every time there's a new government that has to be put in place, and they know the time frame that it takes to do that. And they're concerned if it doesn't happen before the election, they don't know when they're going to see it. So to me, Abadi has got to see this, and he is seeing it, if they're talking about in the government now, and the people are starting to slowly build up to demonstrations, probably all the way to riots or whatever, because they're not getting the reform that they were promised. What they won't do is vote for you again if you told me that, and the CBI says they're all ready, and you show me the rate on my card 3 or 4 times only to take it back, only to tell the banker to let me know the Lord Denoms are here, to let me know the Lord Denoms are sitting in the ATMs. The ATMs are viable. We're all connected internationally, but you're still not going to do it and make me go through this again? Something to think about. All right, so all we do is, you know, try and report everything that's going on, try and look at the pieces. Most people here are still positive, and as Ray just told you guys, this is what I like about the bank info now. It's not, like I said, the exchange people who've been keeping us abreast for years, or the call center people, or the executives we've been getting it from, the top people we're getting information from. Now, it's people right in the banks, right in the branches. It's branch managers, it's local wealth managers, it's even tellers who have been trained are telling people this thing is real, it's about to happen. I've just gone through the training. This is what we're waiting for. And even, you know, I'm not supposed to tell you this, or I'm not supposed to tell him this. They don't broadcast it at the bank. But one thing they are never, ever going to be able to do is keep friends from helping friends. Keep us common people from helping common people, from relating to each other and saying, man, don't sell it back to me. I'm telling you, just hold on to it. Or saying, you're doing the right thing. Go ahead and get that because something's about to happen. Those are the things that keep us knowing that we're in the game. And they can't control that part. They can't threaten every single employee in the system who knows about this. I mean, they can threaten them, but nobody will believe that, hey, you're watching me. They're not watching me. They're watching him. They're doing that. Or I'm just going to do the right thing anyway. Because when it comes time, I already bought mine. Or I had my mother, father, sister, brother, uncle buy enough that I can leave this place anyway. They can't stop that part. So it's always going to be some leaks. We're always going to get some kind of information to help us stay in the game. Now, I personally, again, I know what they're saying. But as I tell you guys, I'm watching what they're doing. They put everything in place to flip this switch at a moment's notice, even though they're saying they're not going to do it for another month now. And they don't control what happens after that election, I'm telling you. They absolutely do not. Because if a body is telling the CBI, like people think, don't do it, even though the CBI is supposed to be on their own, what's going to happen when the new prime minister comes in? Don't do it. Or do it right now today. I want it done. So either way, it's going to get done, but at the cost. They're saying they don't want to do it now because of the corruption. They'll put all that money in corrupt people's hands, even though they have corruption laws. Even though they have laundering laws, the banking system itself had to do all that. Are there still some corrupt people in the government itself? Yes. Are they trying to get them out? Some probably through the election. Some, you know, they had a list of 1,000 they were going to prosecute, but not until after the election. As I don't see anybody waiting until 1,000 people get prosecuted. Because it could take them 3 or 4 years before they get to all of them, to get through the court system and everything else. So I don't see us waiting for every one of them to get prosecuted. I can't see them waiting for every one of them to get voted out of office when we know the articles are already telling us that there are people out there paying them $5 a piece to vote for them. And we know that's going to happen because it's all right. And that's how this system works. Even though they say it's corruption and you're not supposed to do that, they're openly saying it's happening in every province. People are being paid to vote. So while it's a complicated scenario and there's things on every side that could in fact play into this, and we do need to look at the big picture because we don't know how it's going to go until it does, we can look at what's being done. We can hear what's being said, but look at what's being done to get them prepared to do this so that everybody can, in fact, go on a moment's notice. And that's what I'm looking for. I'm still with the positive, guys, not with the negative. And simply because there's time to be with the negative after the election if we get there, because it's definitely going to be negative. So right now I'm looking at the positive and the things that are being done to make it happen. The fact that, again, today there's an article that says CBI is ready, the monetary reform is ready, everything, and it could go at any moment. But we're looking at what the other guys are doing now to make the country stable. How long is that process ever going to be if that's truly what we're waiting for? So, all right, Ray, you got some questions?
Okay, yes. Golfer, first one, says, one question, have you heard of any SKRs being paid? Also, when this
not
is over, I would like to show you what to do with those golf clubs.
Well, we will have plenty of time to do that with the golf clubs, but not one SKR is being paid out that I know of, not one. And, guys, trust me, we got banks, multiple banks. And people go and they look at the ledgers, and they can look at them from state to state to see what transactions took place that day and what the volume of them were. Now, that's how we knew when people were actually exchanging and could contact people and see what happened in their area or their bank. And they can narrow it down, give them to the city, to the very bank where transactions took place. And I don't care if they're in New York. He can look and say, just give me the city or give me the state, and they'll look it up. I don't care if they're in Virginia. I don't care if they're in California. They can look it up and see and say, nope, the volume wasn't enough. The transaction, there's nothing happening there like that, or there wasn't the numbers there, even if I couldn't get to the exact one. And we have multiple. I'll tell you, we have seven states of people who do this, and that's why we – go to each one of them and say, can you see this or is this happening? So we can get at least two, three of them at least saying, yep, got it, or nope, I can't see it. So we can verify that kind of thing. There are no SKRs being paid that I'm aware of or any banking people are aware of. Okay?
Okay, Hijack says, per Wednesday's call, have you received any updated information from the missed committee meeting? No.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, Sonny. Yep. Sonny says, how can U.S. banks be fined for inaction about an event that is to come from another country before they can proceed? This sounds like a catch-22.
Sounds like a catch-32. But, guys, we don't know. Sometimes that just gets put out there because I find it hard to believe myself. I cannot believe. I mean, now, we put it out there because it came out, but that this bank or any bank is being fined $1 billion a day. That doesn't make sense even to me. So, and once it goes past one day and you see the bank actually didn't activate it or didn't do it, then I got to say, okay. Now, if they would have did it the next day, I would have said, I guess so. Even though he told us, the memo came out. Matter of fact, what did he say, Ray? It came out 3 hours ago, right? Or noon that day. But he said it had some different wording. It had different wording in it. So either the bank didn't take it seriously or it's not really happening. They can't force them to do that because I refuse to believe any bank is giving up $1 billion a day just for not doing it because they don't want to. That doesn't make sense to me either. Not that it didn't happen, but some things just don't make sense. I don't have enough information about it, but it doesn't make sense from what we do have. Now, did we get it from a banking person? Yes. Did our committee member say, yep, that happened 3 hours ago? Not the exact wording, but something like that did happen? Yes. But it's hard to believe any bank is paying $1 billion a day for not getting this done. Good. Or maybe
okay.
Not.
Dale. Yeah, maybe not. All right. Dale Broa says, with the CBI now in control of the rate changes, is it true they can change the rate when they choose? Is the CBI a separate business entity?
The CBI is separate from the GOI. It is separate. Just like the Feds is separate from our government itself.
Okay, who owns the CBI? Go ahead.
Uh-oh, I missed it. I'm sorry. Who owns the CBI?
Oh, well, I stopped because I thought you were going to say something else.
Oh, no. I want to.
Okay, yeah, the question was who owns the CBI and do you have anyone connected to them feeding you intel?
I absolutely have somebody connected to them. And we have for years, very connected to them. And nobody owns the CBI. Nobody owns it. Well, somebody does own the Federal Reserve. But, okay, I guess I should clear that up too then. So, guys, just Google who owns the CBI. Or Google who owns the Federal Reserve. And Google what other central banks do they own parts of? And if you don't know, you're going to be totally shocked. And if you think you know, you're going to be proven right. Okay?
Okay, Blue Angelus says, is China back in the game for doing exchanges? It was once thought we could exchange at a Chinese bank for a better rate. Also, will they take Zim if the U.S. banks put a limit on Zim?
I have no way of telling you what Chinese banks are going to do or authorized to do. No way at all. And China still has their group agreements.
Okay. Bernie 66 says, what is or what does top table or tabletop meetings mean? Tabletop meetings.
Oh, my God. I would think they're sitting at a table having a meeting. Ask whoever you got that phrase from. It's not something we referred to. And, again, those are simple phrases you can just look up. You want me to Google tabletop meeting? Go ahead, Chief.
Now, this next one is an extremely difficult question, but I already answered it when you asked it, even though it was an extremely difficult question. Little Dog says, who's Jason? But
okay.
Mac Princess says, no, we already covered the memo to the banks thing, okay. Currency Angel, can you elaborate on what the purpose of the bank platform? It's an odd question. Okay.
Okay. Again, guys, we'd have to have hours and hours here. Bank platforms are things that they run investments on, and I can't do it justice here. And you can't learn how to get involved in a bank platform here or even have the opportunity if that's the question that you're asking. So bank platforms are for VIPs of banks who give people the options to participate, or some of the wealthiest people around, and if they're in this country or most other countries, you have to be invited to participate on a platform. And that's without even telling you what it really does, which is high-stakes gambling as investments. high stakes gambling. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Fiddlehead 39. Ray, you have introduced three concepts to us. One, complex irrevocable trust. Two, private family foundation. And three, charitable remainder trust. If you had $100 trillion ZIM note to redeem, what would your process be for utilizing the following three concepts? How would you utilize the charitable remainder trust? I don't recall ever introducing charitable remainder trust as a concept for you all to consider. The couple of times it came up, I commented on it, and it's detrimental conditions of it. It's a good tool, but it doesn't, to me, the Private Family Foundation overshadows it times 10. And that's why I've only really introduced complex irrevocable trust and private family foundations. Someone else apparently must have introduced charitable remainder trust for you to be thinking that as one of the concepts, but it's not one that I have been supporting or pushing. Let's see, NITAD. No, that's Nita D. Okay. Tony, you've told us we should use only one computer for our banking. Does that mean all banks we use and investment companies on the one computer? Nita D.
Okay. I didn't tell you guys what you should do. I told you what I'm going to do. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did. I can do that because I can use my other computer for everything else. So, only reason we talked about computers anyway is for your own personal safety. People put in spyware on your computer or anything like that, or people hacking your account and that. I said, I'm not going to go anywhere else on the internet on that computer and give anybody that type opportunity. I would take that computer, make sure my account at the bank was not accessed by telling anybody, and I would have direct access, and it would never have an opportunity to get out there. That's why I was doing that. If you choose to do that with all your banking accounts, that's up to you. But then I know they're going to run advertisements and all kind of things with all those other investments. I don't know what kind of cookies and those things they have on there or how vulnerable that will make you be. But that's a decision you have to make.
Okay, Hi Cotton says, Ray, after initial funding into private family foundations and everything and everyone is paid through the foundation, how is money generated to keep the foundation funded for future generations? Basically, a foundation is an entity, and it can do anything that you can do to generate revenue with the exception of running a business enterprise. Let's see. NC Boy, will you please tell us once again the redemption value of the dong, the dinar, and the zim? The last rates that we received, 47 cents for the dong, $3.67 for the dinar, and 16 cents for the zim, which would be calculated as 0.6016 from the information we have been given. Sunstar says, Ray and Tony, good afternoon. Dong restriction question. Number one, will there be exchange restrictions on some of the ZIM notes? With there being exchange restrictions on some of the ZIM notes, are there any exchange restrictions on any other Dong notes? I don't know of any. Do you, Tony? Any restrictions on the dong notes?
I haven't heard of any restrictions on the dong. Nope.
Okay.
Not
number
that we
two.
Know of. Go ahead.
Right. Number two, any exchange news from the contractors in Iraq that you can share?
Any exchange what?
News from the contractors.
Oh.
Any new info on them?
Nope, I gave that during the opening. That was from contractors in Iraq.
Okay. Number three,
They plan a sit down starting on the 18th, and that's when their rallies and disruption. They said without end. So they're going to plan on sitting down in front of finance ministry and everything until they feel they get what they were promised. Okay.
Okay. Number three, any overseas exchange news from our servicemen and women that you can share?
No, we haven't gotten it in a while, guys. We have a couple members here who actually have relatives and some of their children over there in the zones who had told them what they were looking at, expecting, who had sent them currency in the past and told them that this is going to happen. But we haven't had anything actually, I don't think, in the last 4 months. All towards the end of last year, they were getting phone calls from their kids and doing things and saying, hey, this is what's going on, because they knew they were getting ready to do it. And they were all excited. But we haven't had anything in the last 4 months. Okay?
All right. Gotta Pray says, for those who would be going directly to a wealth manager to do the exchange, does the wealth management department serve as a bank also, or just an investment house?
They sit there to set up your bank account. After that, a wealth manager does what he does, and that is helps you control your money, your investments, your priorities. He's a wealth manager based on what you want to accomplish in the future. Now, do wealth managers get you cashier's checks when you want? Do they have cards sent your house? Depends on how much money you have. Yes, they take care of those details. So you don't have to go stand at the teller. They pick up the phone and they make it happen for you. They're wealth managers. Okay?
Okay. That takes us over to the live people.
All right.
865.
Hi, Ray.
Oh, 404.
Well, that's rattled them all off.
865-937. What up?
No, it's not 937. Whatever, whatever. Let's not waste time here. So, good afternoon, Ray,
good morning.
And good morning, Tony. Appreciate your taking my call. I will preface my comments by saying that we appreciate your sharing the information, but today's call is somewhat disconcerting. Some are even calling it disturbing, some of the news here. But I was curious, kind of, you know, trying to take a step back and looking at this thing. How closely are your contacts now seeing this with respect to comparing what's happening in Iraq with what went on with Kuwait? One of the more recent articles that have come out was talking about all the problems that they're having with electricity in some of the provinces, where they're actually going down in terms of the number of hours that they're telling their people that they're going to have electricity during the hot summer months. And that brings to mind back when Kuwait did its thing, that one of the major newspaper articles was coming out, despite not even having electricity, Kuwait revalues its currency. Are your contacts starting to say we are following the playbook from Kuwait, but we're just doing it slightly differently, Iraqi style?
So, I just got a text. I'm going to read it to you, okay?
Okay.
It's going to help you out. It said, is it a possibility that what they are putting out is fake news to throw off speculators? And you know what I said? Yes, it's possible. Okay. So, anything in fact could be possible, and we've gone through it. And see, and that's the difference here in what we have to go through. Because you brought up two things. So, I'm gonna read you guys this other text because I know everybody's going through it. Hey, good job in ruining the day. Now I have to talk people off the ledge. Okay. Okay, but we give you the information, the pieces, and we try to make sense of it. Now, is that what's happening? Have we seen that before? Absolutely, in every country. Kuwait, China, Germany, that. We've seen a bunch of bad news right before it happens. Because that's usually how they do it. You know, we can't come on saying, I guarantee you that's what's going on. And that's why I give you guys, this is what the CBI said. We're done. We did what we supposed to do. We've exceeded what we were supposed to do. So we could do it any moment. But now we're waiting for this over here. Or maybe we're not. We'll see. I tell you that the people are getting upset because it's not done. Because you're slapping me in my face saying we did it. It took us 2 years. We accomplished it all. We got everything done that everybody wanted us to do. We've exceeded it. The rate continues to go down. Then why are you slapping me in my face with this, but you're not doing it? And then we have the banks who are sitting over here, fat, dumb, happy. Everybody's trained. Everybody knows it. We just went through our recent practice run, everything else. And now we have all these bank people saying you're going to see something before the end of the month. So what does that tell you?
Something before the end of the month.
That's what it tells me. But I still have to give you the information.
A couple of other questions for you.
Okay.
Inquiring minds would like to know the types, the sources of the text that you just received. Are you able to share, were those fellow members or were they coming from some of your sources, the messages that you just shared?
Those were fellow members who were probably just as frustrated as a bunch of other people that I'm not announcing the RV today.
Okay. You alluded to it ever so briefly with respect to the correlation between the CBI and the GOI, government of Iraq. To me, this is one of the more puzzling things, that if, in fact, the CBI is an autonomous entity over there, it's almost some of this thing seems to be that the CBI is needing permission from the GOI, yet others are saying, no, the GOI doesn't give that the CBI has the authority to make this release. And where are your sources falling into this, or are they as puzzled by this relationship as at the moment I am?
Okay. I'm going to explain something else to you first, and then I'm going to tell you exactly what's happened between the GOI and the CBI. Exactly what's happened. So, again, the IMF is the IMF, and they're on their own, right?
Mm-hmm.
I keep using this for an example. The World Bank and the IMF are separate, are they not?
Correct.
They are? Okay. So, the only thing that they have in common as far as leadership is that President Obama appointed both of them. They were both his appointees, IMF, World Bank. Even though other countries wanted to put their people in, they didn't. Obama got both of his people put in there. So when the IMF says, hey, we need to do this, and President Obama calls and says, hey, Christine, I know you need to do that, but I need you to wait until this date to do it. Christine said, I can do what I want, but since it's you asking me, I'm going to wait to that date. Okay? Or the World Bank, I know this is what you do and you can do it, but this is what I need you to do. And that's how it's going to work. So, CBI, GOI. CBI, Alat, or Shabibi, whoever's in charge, can now do what they want when they want. They don't need the government's permission. But if a body calls and says, hey, you know, they're still trying to do some crooked stuff, or this really isn't done, I haven't finished my portion yet, or guess what? We work together, and we want to see this thing work out smoothly, intentionally. Can you wait until this date to make the announcement? Because people are happier, and it gives me more momentum going up to Election Day to get reelected so that we can make sure after that day things continue to go as we have planned?
Mm-hmm.
That might work a little bit better than just going right now. You know, we said that going, if, even if it went today, tomorrow, 30 days before, people have been spending money, their lives have changed, they're enjoying it, they got bigger checks, they're out buying things, and this is the guy that made it possible, then I want him back in office. Because that makes sense to me anyway. I hope it makes sense to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see that going on because everybody knows what's going to happen after the election. Now, if the money's already flowing, the economy's going, it's going to be a lot smoother for him to get done what he needs to get done. He doesn't have to appoint an entire new government. He's already in charge. But if that leadership role changes, we're in for a hell of a ride. We already know it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, from what you're saying, it does seem that everything is according to timing, and the question really comes down to whose timing actually is determining all of this, and we'll leave that for you to answer at some other point because I know that there are other callers on here who want to ask their questions as well. So I'll just close out with a 10-day post-RV TNT Super Fantastic or Pay It Forward project. And, of course, at this point, we're getting toward the end of the month, adding the 10 days to today's date, but we'll see. But I appreciate to all your insight and help with this. And hopefully we're going to hear something from you later on as well, though, coming back with info on all the exchanges and the fact that the bankers over here are starting to correlate with what's happening over there in Iraq as well. So, again, Ray, Tony, appreciate your info, and have a great day.
All right, thank
okay.
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, California, 951 area code. You are on.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Question, three or four questions. Number one, on this $1 million going to the teller, is that still in effect, Tony? And once the 800 numbers pop, that you can go and get $1 million, or is that questionable? Can I get your opinion on that, please?
My opinion is that was the last thing that we received from the committee. So that's the direction that they were putting out. My information from the tellers doesn't start at the $1 million at the teller. So historically, you couldn't get that much from a teller. Now, here's our two options. The 800 numbers are still going to be used. The bank thinks, right now, as of last week, the bank is still thinking and being trained that everybody's going to call that 800 number. Everybody. So they're going to decide where you go to exchange and in the process as usual. The last information from the committee member is what you're doing. And again, even though they said they're going to put that out, and I don't know if it'll be last-minute instructions, last-minute changes, anything, so far, the exchange personnel have not received those instructions.
Okay. So I guess the best thing is just go try it and see what happens, right?
The best thing is plan A, B, and C that we've discussed, and be ready
right.
So you don't have to get ready. Okay.
Right. Okay. All right. And I know that you had mentioned that you know the end date. Does next week look pretty good, Tony, in your opinion, or the following week?
I don't know the end date. I said they know the end date. Okay.
Okay.
That blind code that they had, they said the top executives know how to interpret that code to the date that this is supposed to happen. Nobody has given me that date. Okay.
Okay. Okay. And one other question is that this thing that you're going to pick 10 people to do the TNT Fantastic. Once that, how much time are you going to give us that once we get our money that we can go out and do a couple projects in order and we want to send it over to you so we can qualify? Will you give us a little bit of time on that? Can you explain that a little bit more so we know if it's 10 days or however? You tell me.
Okay. So what we want to do is called pay it forward. All right. So
okay.
10 days after the RV date is when I wanted everybody to go out and pay it forward on that day. Now, you can pay it forward any day, and I hope you do it 20 times after that date or every day after that. But on
right.
that date, we want to have all of us doing one pay it forward all across the nation together. I mean, however you chose to do it, to a waitress, to a movie theater, to a person standing on the corner, pay it forward. Help somebody else out. And I said I wanted to take the top 100, not the top 10, people and do something special for them is what I wanted to do. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't even know how you're going to do it because some people don't want to send it in. I said, you know, post it on Instagram, post it on Twitter, post it on Facebook. I do want the world to know TNT has done this. I want us to know that we've done this and create even more so. There's 8 million people out there I know of. And 2 weeks ago or so, by one of the banks, they think it's 32 million who have this currency or all the currencies together. And if we can do one thing one day to help promote all of them to do one thing one day, look at the tidal wave we started.
Correct.
And that's really
correct.
All it's about is paying it forward for all the other people who couldn't get involved in this.
Okay. Well, I'm not on Instagram. I'm not on Twitter. I'm not on any of that. If for some of us that are not in that scene, what do we do with our picture? What do we do with our video? What do we do with it? Where do we send it, I guess, is what I'm saying.
I'm not on any of that either. And I don't know. I was putting it out here, guys. It's just something I'd like to see done. And, you know, I said, you guys got any ideas, you know, solutions to the problem, help putting it together? I appreciate it, and I take everybody's ideas. And I know everybody wants to somehow keep their privacy, too. So then we got to deal with that situation. It's just something I wanted to do. I really don't have the details. I mean, we could all do it on that date, and don't worry about the 100 people. Just go do it. Everybody just do it, and let's see what happens. But I was trying to put some extra encouragement in there so that people would do it and do whatever they could do the most at that time. That's all I was trying to get done.
I understand.
So we'll have to work it out, even if I have to give out my email and get 80,000 emails. I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. That's cool.
Yeah, well,
Go ahead.
I was just going to interject and make sure that you all know not to send it to my email address. So I'm going to make that known right now. Don't email it to me.
Ray, I just highlighted it. Don't worry about it. So I highlighted that. Now that you brought that up, I appreciate it. I am going to highlight that. So, all right, sounds good. Well, I appreciate it. I don't understand a body what's going on, but I think you're right. I think it's going to happen this month. That's it. I think it's fake news, and hopefully we'll go to the bank. But thanks for the input. I'll let someone else come on. You guys have a great day. All right.
All right, sir.
All right,
thank you.
Take care.
Okay, back to California, 707 area code. You are on.
Good morning, Ray and Tony. Ray, I hate to bring this up on such an important day, but I tried to get back on the text that you send out for the messages, and all I got was a message warning me to sign up for Twitter. So I signed up for Twitter. I don't know. I've never been on Twitter. Don't know if I got through on it, but let me ask you one question regarding the text. The space that you mentioned, does that follow space at or follow at space?
Follow space at.
That's what I put in. I made sure that I followed exactly what you put in, and I did get an instant message. But the message was, do something to sign. I can't get back to it to read it to you right now because I'm on my phone. But I got a message having me sign up for Twitter. I didn't get the last post that you did, you know. So I don't know what I did wrong.
Well, don't you have to
and you
sign
know, the heck,
up to Twitter?
The heck
to
of
get
it,
it
is. Pardon?
No, you don't have to.
I didn't get
it,
anything from Twitter or anything. I don't know why you're getting that. I went to
those
forum on my computer and to find out when the call was, you know. But somehow I've lost it and I can't get it back. And unfortunately, I had just mailed you a donation. I know I hadn't had time to get to you when this happened, when I lost it, but it's just coincidence. But I finally got some money together to send you a small donation, and then I couldn't get your messages anymore. So I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but I put in 40404. Is that correct?
Yes, that's the number.
And then I put follow@the_TNT_team. And that's all I had written it down. That's the way I put it in, but it didn't work for some reason. And I tried it several different ways and different times, and I still didn't get your text about the calls. Depend on that for your information. So I don't know what to do with it.
All right, I just send it over to you. Are you on your cell phone?
Yeah, I see it now. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, that's exactly what I said.
I just text that over to you. We'll try to off the call, see what we can figure out what your problem is now that you have a way to reach me.
Okay, just dial that number?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll try to see what we can figure out for you.
I appreciate that, Ray, and thanks for all the information,
sir.
Tony. Even the bad news.
All right. Hey.
You know, we got to know the whole story.
News
is news.
Just the news.
I really appreciate you guys. In fact, I had a conversation with some folks in my office yesterday. They're in the currency, but they keep saying, well, heck, when's it going to happen? You know, you keep saying it's going to happen, and there is. This is going to be a scam, you know, and all this. I'm saying, look, have you ever listened to the call? No.
Well, but here's something else for everybody out there. So let me say this for everybody. There's a bunch of, I used to call them fidiots, if you guys remember that. Fidiots.
Yeah.
You know what that stands for. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Because they can't take the time to even go and look for the information themselves. Okay. They really
I certainly
can't
agree with that. Yeah.
Spend an hour or 2 hours to go out there and look at the IRAC site or look at any of the sites, to go look at our site, to go look at any of the posts and get the news direct from IRAC. I get it. You know what? Like I said, somebody sends me 20, 30, 40 news articles from IRAC every day. You can get those same articles. You can go and look on there. They're on the internet. Anybody with a little common sense can go look it up and get it just like I do. Now, you can't get all the information I do from the different sources, but the fact that IRAC has been putting out consistently this year that they've done what they need to do to drop the 3-0 notes. They've accomplished what they need to accomplish for the RV. Now, we just need to see this. That was an article for the whole world to see. That article alone told you, oh, they're going to do it. And they just said they're going to do it, but now they're waiting for this. Those are things that I can't control. None of the other gurus can control or anybody else, because that's what their CBI is saying. That's what their country is saying. That's what the things behind the scenes are happening. But the fact that if it's real or if it's a scam or not, they put that out there for the whole world to see. So there's no excuse. Even if it was the last 10 years, people said that, and I don't see it, I don't see it, I don't see it. They can look at two or three articles in the last 30 days that let you know they've been planning on this and working on it for the last 10 years, and now they're able to do it. So for somebody to tell you that, tell them if you want to get the hundreds of thousands or the millions or the billions of dollars, at least take time, at least one day, to do some research on your own to appreciate it. And I'm not telling you to copy the articles and send it to them. Let them do at least do that on their own.
Oh, I've even done that, you know. And but I just don't understand it. It's a frame of mind that seems to exist among us in our society that teaches us to doubt everything first without ever looking at it to be educated.
They're not doubting it first. They're doubting it because somebody told them that. Some other idiot told them that because they couldn't figure out what was really going on. Or because it didn't happen the 20 or 30 times that Iraq said it was going to happen. That's what they're doing. But what we have here, and most people, is they want something for nothing.
Well,
they
want
somebody to go do all the research, do all the work, figure it all out, tell me how much I'm going to get paid, when I'm going to get paid, so I can just walk to the bank and say, Tony said y'all owe me a whole lot of money, so give it to me.
Yeah.
That's the mentality that I hear when people tell you that.
That's what I'm experiencing.
You bought something and you don't even take the time to figure it out, to listen to it, to see what's going on. I don't understand that. But
the only thing that helps me to get past that is the fact that I know that as soon as this happens, I'll be able to say, see, I told you.
That's right.
So I'll have the last laugh.
They laugh today. That's right. They laugh today, but we're going to laugh for a lifetime. So
you got it.
All right.
Hey, thanks for that.
All right. Thank you, sir.
And thank you. Right. Thank you, Ray. So I'll see if I can make this thing work or something or be in touch with you over it. I sure need it.
Take care.
Thanks.
All right. Okay, now. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Wichita, Kansas, 316 area code. You are on.
Tony, how are you all doing today?
Hey, super fantastic, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Just had open heart surgery. Came through it like a chief. So that's a good thing.
Glad to hear that.
Congratulations.
My brother, while I was tucked away in the hospital here, was telling me that we can no longer go to the tellers. Did he hear that correctly or not?
No, he didn't hear that correctly. Nobody said we couldn't go to the tellers. A bunch of people are going to go to the teller regardless, depending on what denominations that they have. So only thing I have said is we know what the committee told us and what they were setting up and the way they wanted us to do it. I said the bankers still do not have that information yet. Even though they went through their practice session, the exchangers, last Sunday. They still didn't have that information, and it's not the scenario they went through. So we know plan A, we know plan B. All we have to do is be able to react either way.
You made a comment today that when the 800 numbers come out, we call the 800 number, and then they're going to tell us where to go to do our exchange. Did I hear that right?
That has been forever. You call the 800 number when it comes out. They're going to ask you for your zip code, how much you have, you are, and they will tell you where to do your exchange at.
Well, if we have an account at Bank of America and they tell us to go to a Wells Fargo, what is that going to entail?
This is what's supposed to happen. There are two banks that are supposed to operate immediately with the exchange process that we got, and that's Bank of America and Wells Fargo. Those are supposed to be the two banks. Within 7 to 10 days, the other banks are supposed to open up and start being assigned as well. At any point, though, even day one, if you already have a private banker, if you have a wealth manager or a source of contact, you're going to be able to call them up anyway. And if they can set an appointment up with you, they will.
Fantastic. That was my question. Gentlemen, you have a blessed day, and I'll let you go on to the next person.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Hey, quick question. Are you married or no?
Now, I lost my wife to cancer when she was 27.
Oh, wow. Sorry to hear that.
I'm 64.
But since you're available, I've got a redhead in Wichita that
She'd been wanting me to hook her up with somebody. So since you're in Wichita, I might be able to bring you two together. It might just work out since both of you are interested in foreign currency.
No, that's Ray. Tony has nothing to do with that. That's Ray.
She can handle that.
All right.
I'll be in touch with
you. Okay.
Get in about 3 or 4 weeks, Tony.
Get you about 3 or 4
no,
weeks.
No, that is not Tony. That is Ray.
Ray.
Okay. She's in no rush, so that'll work. 3 or 4 weeks. That'll be good.
Yeah, Ray, don't hook Tony up with the redhead. I'll take her.
Okay. Yeah, I'll hook her with her. She's right down the street from you, so we'll make it work.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Okay. All right. Bye. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Oh, let's see. 610, G-Man in PA.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey. Yes, good morning, Tony.
Hey, how you doing? Ray,
I'm doing super fantastic. It's a dynamite day in the USA. And again, ladies and gentlemen, in order to keep this information superstation on the air, it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to pay for the call. You can do your part by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748 Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. Again,
all right. Thank you, sir.
Please make your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very glad that you did. Gentlemen, thank you for all that you do. And Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. And Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, guys.
All right. Okay.
All right.
And hopefully this will be it for that announcement.
I hope we'll see what happens
here as we approach into next week. But anyway, we'll keep pushing right along. Well, let's see. Texas, you are on 281 area code.
Well, hello there.
Well, hey, bus driver.
Good morning.
You guys are too funny. Tony, I don't believe you. I wouldn't be mixed up in that hookup thing. That is a mess.
That's right.
Ray, you are too funny.
Well, I mean, since he's in Wichita and Green Eyes is in Wichita, and I've been promising her, this kind of could work out.
He said, wait. He couldn't do anything right now. He said, wait a few weeks. Okay,
yeah.
Green Eyes is going to get you.
You in no rush.
I'm not going to fool with you today. You are too much. Anyway, how you guys doing?
I'm
doing great.
Plus Earth.
How are you?
The information you provided this morning, Tony, it just seems like to me for Iraq, it's a smoke and mirror game to me over there. I mean, because if you just look at it with common sense, to me, especially at what the banks are doing over here, they're getting ready. CBI is saying they're ready, but yet we still send these articles. It just seems like it's just fake news to me to throw people off. But things are still happening behind the scenes, and I still feel like it's going to pop, you know, because to me, why would even the banks over here continue to do what they're doing and getting ready for this thing if they felt like it wasn't going to happen. Now, I don't know for sure. You know, we've heard over the years, even just lately, that some people could have went in and had private negotiations, maybe not necessarily exchanging, but whatever, if, you know, like some of the banks could have did some NDA-type things. And if that's the case, don't know for sure, but why would they take that chance if they were not confident that this thing was going to be happening? pretty soon. Am I off base on that thinking, or could they still do that?
Well, let me tell you something. Banks could do that. They could still do SKRs because it's not costing them any money. SKR is just safekeeping receipt and a promise to pay when it does happen. Doesn't give anybody one single dime. Just a
any cash.
So what we're looking for is any cash transactions out there, and that's what I told you guys to look at. Well, my bank people that I have contact with actually look at the ledgers from different states and that to see if that kind of money is being transferred from the bank to individuals or anywhere else. So we would clearly know if that was happening, because when it was happening, and I know when it was and we have it documented, we were very much aware of it and the locations that it was happening at and some of the people who did the exchanges. So none of that is happening. Now, is the bank getting ready for it? As we know, they just called people in last Sunday. Why did they do that? In January, they told them, we're not calling you in again until it's time. But they called them in on Sunday and said, this is going to be our final run-through training before we actually do this. So they're planning on one thing. Iraq is saying something else. But the CBI has made sure all the banks over there are ready to go. The ATMs are ready to go. The electronic system is ready to go. And they're even putting out articles saying we've done our part. We are ready to go. We've exceeded what we were supposed to do. But now we're going to wait until after the election and then 6 more months after that if we have to or not, depending on who gets elected, not gets elected. Now we're just going to put it all on that. I'm not saying it can't happen. I'm just saying it doesn't make sense to me.
Right. It just,
and I pride myself on a lot of common sense, but okay.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at. I mean, if you just sit back and look at it with common sense, it really doesn't make sense. But then again, like you say, so many things have happened and all the twists and turns in this process, you know, I mean, anything can be, you know, I guess, thrown in there. But it doesn't make sense to me, and I don't think our banks, or probably even in the other countries, I'm sure they're getting ready as well, and would be getting ready for this thing if they felt like, you know, they wasn't going to be doing it soon, sooner than later. And I'm hoping that they get it done this month, you know. So with that said, that's all I had to say. It just seemed like it's a smoke and mirror game, and hopefully it's going to pop, you know, at any time. Definitely before the end of the month, you know, I'm hoping.
Well, I can tell you they're clearly planning on that, but that doesn't mean it's going to happen because they planned on it so many times. We'll see. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. I'll talk to you later. Have a good day.
Okay,
thanks. All right.
Texas, back-to-back, 972 area code. You are on.
Good afternoon. Ray and Tony.
Good afternoon.
Okay.
All right, Tony. I feel like it was that information was good rather than bad, you know, because CBI has already said what they're going to do, and I'm with you. It just don't make sense because if another guy gets elected, he can walk through that door and say flip the switch, and a body will never have another chance to get in. I just don't see it.
I don't either, because he could walk through that door and say that. He could say, hey, I'm going with Tehran and Russia instead of the U.S. and everybody else, and I'm going to get money from them, and we just revalued our country. And if it was about stealing the money, and the article this morning says that Maliki has put $3 billion in a private account somewhere else, then we revalued the money in. Now you can put $12 billion or $20 billion somewhere else because you didn't do nothing last time I did it. So what you going to do this time when I do it? So there's so many other negative things that could happen. I just can't see them gambling with an entire country like that. But I could be wrong. I doubt it. I seriously doubt it. But I could be wrong. Now, and again... There's people depressed or upset about the information It's just the information. I'm getting texts the other way. People don't know how good this is. They didn't even understand what you said. They don't know this is great news. But everybody sees it from their direction. That's all. We can't hear you. I can't hear you anyway.
And breaking
I know
up
you're trying
us.
To say something, but I can't hear it. Yeah. All
okay,
right,
Texas, we lost you.
Thank you, sir.
New York, 646, you are on. New York, 646.
How you doing, Ray? It's on.
Hey, okay.
Can you hear me?
All right.
Yes,
we
hear you.
I'm doing good, man. I just want to tell y'all guys, man, I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all doing a great job, man.
Okay.
And I really don't have no questions. I just, the smoke screen, I see it.
Yes, sir.
I see the smoke screen they putting up, so. But y'all have a good day, man, and thank y'all, man.
All right, take care.
Thank you, sir.
Arkansas, 501, you are on.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity and privilege of joining in your participating in your call. I have a two-part question, plus or minus. On a scale of 1 to 10, by the way, first of all, I think all of us in Dean Arland acknowledge that you two gentlemen have greater insight on this thing than any of the rest of us. So I'm going to yield to you and ask you, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you feel we'll get this done before the election?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Before the phone call this morning, I would have said 10 out of 10 because I think it's all BS, okay? Now, the source I got the call from this morning telling me the fact that they are truly upset, and he said the people believe that they are going to continue stealing from them, and that's what they're doing and delaying this. That's what they're feeling on the streets, and that's why they're going to start rioting. I would even go down to say maybe 7 or 8, because I don't know. Because it sounds crazy to me that they would actually do this and take this kind of risk. I mean, just for the life of me, I understand what they're saying could take place. But after the election, I see everything as negative if a body doesn't get reelected. Now, if he does, it's smooth sailing. And that could be what they plan on. They know he's going to get reelected, but I don't know that. I know what people are emotional during elections, and if this continues down that road and they start having sit-ins and riots and everything on the 18th, by the time we get to the 15th of May or the 12th of May when the election actually is, it's going to be full steam ahead, and I just don't see it happening. So. That's where I'm at. Am I still confident? Yeah. And I'm going to be right up to probably a couple of days before because I'm seeing they got to do this. They're going to have to do it. They're going to have to win the people over before that day or they're going to lose it all. So that's how I see it. So I see it happening. And the fact that we have banks that are still seeing they're being told before the end of the month, I'm going to go with that. Okay.
Okay, now let's assume that we don't get it done by the election time. What are the odds of a body winning again?
I don't think he wins because they have a history over there of proving if you don't do what you say, we elect the other guy. Nobody's getting elected back to back, and that's what they do. They give you one shot at it. If you do it, you're back in. If you're not, I'm taking this guy. I got to give him his shot because he says he can do it. The only problem, again, there's 12 people running. All 12 of them say they're going to do it. After the election, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll make this happen. I'll make all your dreams come true. Then why not believe them, too, and give another guy a shot?
Well, none of them are famous for their integrity, that's for sure.
They're not because that's their society. That's how they were brought up. The better you can lie and confuse somebody, the better businessman you are or politician you are. That's their society.
Yeah. All right. Well, so
okay.
I appreciate that, but my bottom line is the key is to do it before the election, right?
That's the key to me. Yes, sir.
That's
right.
What I asked for, because we rely on your opinions, because there's nobody else out there with your insight or new knowledge or your information. So I do thank you for your time and effort, and adios.
All right, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Let's see, Alabama 205 area code. You are on.
Hey, what's going on with you, Ray? How you doing, Tony?
Hey, sir.
All right.
Roll Tide. Roll Tide.
Well, we're not gonna repeat that, so I don't know why you are. Go ahead.
Really, Tony? We're gonna act like that today?
Yeah.
Well, listen. I got a comment first of all on the. As far as, you know, to pay it forward, you know, because I'm not on any social media sites or anything either, you know, and I know most people, you know, want to be anonymous anyway, but I'm sure, like, you know, when we pay it forward, the person that, you know, we do it for, we ask them to, you know, post that on their site, you know, and just keep us, you know, anonymous. I'm sure, you know, you give them $1,000 tip, I'm sure they won't mind, you know, kind of posting it out there. You know, or getting someone to post it out there. So that's kind of what I was going to do, you know, get them to do that. And I guess the other question I have really is, you know, the bank stories, you know, that's refreshing, you know, to hear that, you know, I guess the banks are now kind of not calling it a scam and, you know, and they're admitting to it. But what really don't, you know, I don't put any kind of hold those dates accountable, meaning because, you know, they've been tricking the banks for years too. You know, the bank's been saying for years, okay, you know, possibly by the end of this date or that date, you know, we should see some. But then when it comes down to it, it's kind of like they're sitting there waiting just like we're sitting there waiting. So, you know, it's not really that much reaffirming to me when I hear, you know, well, you see some, you know, the bank saying that, you know, you see something by the 29th or the 30th or whatever, because, you know, we've been hearing that, you know, from the bank all along. And we know, obviously, they're not going to make a move before, you know, Iraq make a move. Am I seeing something different, or is this?
Or no, you're right, absolutely, you know, correct. And anybody that's been through this for a while should know that. The banks have set up time and time again. The banks have called people in. The banks have made them, you know, work overtime, have kept them at the bank up until 1 o'clock in the morning, have sequestered them on weekends, put them up in hotels. I mean, we've gone through all that. Put them on standby. They can't go within 25 miles of the bank because they expect something to happen. And it didn't happen again and again and again. Right now, they're preparing for something to happen. We don't know if it's going to happen or not. It makes sense to us to happen, but we are not guaranteed that it's going to happen. Out of this whole process, the one thing that you should be looking at, or anybody else on this call, is the fact that people are now walking into the banks, getting information from tellers, from branch managers, from private bankers, from people widespread across the U.S. and at door level that, hey, this thing is real. Finally, it is real. Yes, I went to the training class. Yes, I know the procedures. Yeah, we're going to have two tellers over here that's going to specially handle that. And you're not getting the information from me. You're not getting it from Ray. You're not even getting it from other gurus. You're getting it from people like yourselves, people who are posting it in the forum, posting it on the boards, who are putting their own private stories out about what they're now being told. So nobody can dispute it. Nobody can say it's a scam. Nobody can say the banks don't know about it. It's the bank people that are telling you about it. So if anything here is going to give you comfort, that should be it. along with the fact that the CBI has this month and last month put out statements that they've done what they need to do to make it happen. Those two things alone tell you it's for real. It just doesn't tell you when it's going to happen.
Right. And that's what I'm hoping and looking forward to. You know, like I say, it is, you know, reassuring to hear that they, you know, saying that it is real. And I'm hoping that, of course, they throw on these dates, like say the 29th or 30th, because they've gotten some kind of inside information that, hey, you know, before the end of the month, and, you know, and hopefully it's sooner than later. And they're just throwing us off to the end of the month, and hopefully some will, you know, sneak in before then. So that within itself is, you know, refreshing and reassuring to hear, you know, to hear that. So.
All right. That's just where we are, guys. That's the reality of it. So. All right. Thanks.
Right. Yep. I appreciate
thank
you all.
Sir.
And see you in Vegas. All right. Have a good one.
Okay. Thank
all
you.
All right.
California 805.
Hey, that's me, I guess.
That's you.
Hi, yeah. Guys. First of all, thank
all
you
right.
for taking care of us for 10 years. And I've been on the call for that long, but never became a member. So, Tony, what you gave a window on Monday. You said you knew the window. Are we still in it?
We're in it today. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Okay. I understand. Second
right.
thing is the Philippine peso in the first basket?
I have nothing on the Philippine peso. So,
okay.
No.
All right.
Not that I know of.
And the third thing is I've, like I said, I've been listening for a long time. I got in some health problems. I've talked to you before online. I don't wear a pointed hat with aluminum foil on it, and I'd be more than happy to. I have an idea on this pay it forward thing, and I'd be more than happy to run it for you. I haven't been able to pay you back, so that's the way I figure I could. If you know push comes to shove and I get $150,000, I'll hire people because I'll have the money. So. Keep my phone number, or what do you want me to do to get in touch, and I'll give you my idea. I'm not going to take up anybody's time here.
Okay, Ray, write your number down, but I hope it doesn't require hiring people.
Well, if it does, it does. You know, I'm not gonna commit to not getting it done. So if it does to get it done, I'll do it. You know, you know, I'm
okay.
a goal oriented person, and I if I say I'm gonna get it done, I'll get it done.
All right, Ray.
Because you never know.
Sir.
If you told me the other day how many people were listening, it kind of freaked me out. You guys are stars. And you're a star in my heart, and I say God bless you, and Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. And if I can help, give me a call or, you know, give me a
yes, sir.
I'll send something in the ray. All right?
All right, thank you.
All right,
you.
Thank you, sir.
Pennsylvania, 215. We'll get you in.
Hello there, Tony and Ray. It's such a pleasure. Thank you for
Hello.
Taking my call.
All right, good morning.
My name is Rachel, long time listener, not a member, and I'm actually calling from San Diego, California. I just still have my Philly number, so I'm your neighbor, Tony.
You're living in the best place there is to live. So go ahead.
Yes, I am. I live in paradise. wanted to call. The first thing I want to say, thank you so much. You two are amazing. You're magnificent. I am so grateful for everything that you do for everybody. I've learned so much from listening to you. So God bless both of you. Thank you for everything that you do. The second thing I wanted to offer for my gratitude from learning everything that I've learned from you, and I love your calls, I actually had a wonderful idea for the Pay It Forward. And it will cover everybody who is not on social media and also for the people who are on social media. I can combine the two, and I would be happy to actually do that as well. So I would like to offer that if you want to take my number or get in touch with me in some way. And I can tell you what the idea is, and if you like it, I can run with it.
Okay, Ray, you can get her number.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
We'll put you in the pay it forward folder.
That would be wonderful. Other than that, that's it. Okay. I want to offer that and say thank you again for everything. You guys are magnificent. You are both super fantastic. Have a wonderful day. And just let's get this RV going.
All right.
Wait. Let me just clear something up first, though, before you hang up. I'm super fantastic. He's super fantastic. Ray is super fantastic. Whatever that means.
To the nth degree. Okay.
No, I'm fantabulous.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm fantabulous. Okay. To the nth degree. And he's super fantastic.
Definitely.
How about that?
All right.
Thank you so much, both of you. Take care. Have a wonderful day.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, New York. 716, New York.
Ray, Tony, good afternoon.
Hey,
good afternoon. Listen, I don't really have anything to say too much other than that call we had on Wednesday where the guy claimed to be in the know with all the bankers. I agreed pretty much with a few of the callers, such as Catnip and a couple of other guys saying that, you know, that's all misinformation. I think he was trying to just scare people to get rid of their money. I've been in this for 8 years. I'm only in it because I've witnessed through paperwork what happened in Kuwait. I jumped at it at the first opportunity, and I'm heavily invested in it. So, people, if you're thinking about selling because you're hearing misinformation, please don't. This is an opportunity of a lifetime, and pretty much, you know, hang in there. We're knocking on the threshold, and we're going to cross that threshold and open up a new door. So that's all I had to say. I appreciate what you guys do, and I just can't wait for this to happen because I'm heavily invested, as I said, and I have so many things I want to do for so many people that I don't even know. So thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Montana.
Okay. Is that me, you guys?
406 area code, that's you.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to mention the fact that, you know, okay, I've been in here invested for about 8 years, and I don't know whether I read it or heard it somewhere along the line, but early in those days, I heard that they'd taken out for a couple of the revaluations that had happened before, I heard that they'd taken out full-page ads just before this thing popped. And totally refuted that this was going to go, you know, before they revalued in these other countries. And then right after that, the day later, a couple days later, it happened. And I just wonder if this isn't a way of them going and announcing to the world that, oh, this isn't going to happen, but this is the 21st century version of them saying, you know, we're not ready to do this. And that's just my take on it. I don't really have anything else. I'm just simply saying, you know, this is a media way of doing it so that everybody can see that, you know, we're not going to do this and yet and letting it go then. So that's just my comment.
So, okay, it's a great comment because it's how a lot of us feel and we agree with you. Basically because we've been in 8-10 years, we've been watching everything, we've been watching the growth and development of their country, and we know historically what happens after every election, and it's probably not making a lot of sense to us. And you're right.
Right.
Every country, before they revalued, every one of them has put out some kind of public statement, we're not doing it. It's not happening. And then something crucial is happening in the country right before they do it. So could that be it? Yes. Do we wish, hope, dream that that's it? Absolutely. Does it look like that's what they're doing? Yes, it does. But we really won't know until that last minute. But that's why I say what I say. Hear what they say, but watch what they do. Because
right.
That's what's really going on. What they're doing. Okay?
And I agree, though. You know, if they waited for the political upheaval to settle down, it wouldn't work. And I also thought that with the elections over there, if they wait and revalue right now and then saw that he wasn't able to get all the electricity turned on and all of that, they might say, well, he's not worth electing right now. But if they wait and revalue right before the election, you know, that's the promise of things to come. You know, there's a certain timing to everything, I guess is what I'm saying. And playing that card right is important with elections. So I understand politics just enough to say, I get that.
Yeah, me too. I get it. It makes sense. Last minute, just enough to make them happy, is whether he does it, you know, today, this weekend, or at the end of the month. They're spending money. They're happy. He accomplished everything. I brought you back to the world. Everything. We're now one of the powers. Then, okay, he got my vote. He got
right.
my vote. Anything other than that, though, it's questionable because you didn't do what you said you were going to do.
Right.
So that's how I have to look at it. Okay.
Well, thank you guys so much
okay.
for everything you bring us.
You're welcome.
All have right. a wonderful
bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, man. You too.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right. We'll squeeze this one in. 313, Michigan, you are on. Okay, he went back off. So I guess it means he... That'll do it then. Let's wrap it up, Tony.
All right. All right, guys. I know this probably wasn't the call you wanted to hear for a lot of people, but it should be. I mean, because it's reality is what they're doing, is what they're saying, and is what we're anticipating. So, like, some people couldn't take the fact that one of my own people, own sources, one of our guys, not somewhere else, not the newspaper, said this is what he feels is going on and that the people are, in fact, upset and that they're going to start protesting on the 18th if things aren't done and promises aren't upheld. And I'm not mad at everybody on the 18th. It starts with the finance minister. Hey, don't slap me in my face every day and tell me you're ready. It's done. A body promised it to us, and you're not doing it and expect us to take it up to here. We said, hey, they know something we don't because they're not protesting. They're not upset. But all that supposedly is going to change next week if it's not done. But it's a good move. Again, the CBI today, if not for the third time in the last month and a half, third or fourth time, told us they've accomplished what they needed to accomplish. They got everything done that needed to be done. Now they're just looking at the rest of the country. Is it stable enough? Financial enough? Is the terrorists gone? Which things we know they've already stood up and said in the past. We wiped them all out of the country. Now there's some cells. There's always going to be some cells in Iraq. I mean, that's not going to go away. So you can't wait and say we've eliminated every individual cell. We don't even know where they are. As far as the economy and the auctions, and, you know, well, we know they're stealing money through the auctions. Well, when you RV the money, the auctions are gone, so that problem is over. You don't kill that problem then just the RV. That's going to take care of that problem. We know that government officials are still stealing money. You're saying that. You're doing articles. You're telling everybody you know. We gave them the money. They didn't give it to you. We did this over here. But you know who those people are already. Some of them will be replaced automatically through the election. Some you're going to have to replace. But you've already printed out. You have a list of 1,000 people involved in the corruption. So you know who they are. You go arrest them. You stop the corruption at any time. You already said can arrest all 1,000 of them in one night, which everybody knows. So that's going to take some time because they're government officials from the bottom, I mean, city mayors, all the way up to people in parliament and higher. So you know where they are. You identified who at least 1,000 of them are, and you know the time frame that it's going to take. So everything that is a problem, there is a solution to the problem. And all of them say they take time. Well, not just election time, wherever. So the thing is, do you miss out on all the money you've been promised from investors, all the money you've been promised from World Bank, from IMF, from the U.S. when you do this? Because what they're not going to do is wait forever. Because in those meetings, you told them, we will do it by this time. When that time was given, everybody already knew the other things that the country was fighting. Everybody already knew about those other problems you had. So they said, revalue your money and protect our money is going in as investors. We can deal with the rest because you've made that big of a change. So what I'm doing is watching what they're doing, not what they're saying, and then trying to look at the whole thing and see what makes good common sense. Does Iraq always do what makes common sense? No, they don't. But this is more than Iraq. This is global. This is countries invested in Iraq and what they're looking for, too. So I actually feel good. He gave me the news. I said, about time. It's about time the people had a reaction and let them know what's going to happen going up to this election. We're not just going to sit around and watch it. We needed that. We need them to get in an uproar going up to it to ensure it happens before the election and not after the election. So I like that. I like our banks are still looking for it at the end of the month. I like the fact that the CBI once again today is telling everybody we've exceeded what we were required or expected to do, and we're ready to go. It's a good day, whether you guys understand it or not. It is a good day. So do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of the day. Enjoy the weekend, and let's see where it goes. We still have time. All right? Thanks, everybody. Talk to you on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday. All right.
Ready? All right. Sounds good. Enjoy your weekend, everyone. It's Friday. Let's live it up. Keep believing. We do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire. I believe that
shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today, I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now, we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
I believe.
About your future.